Today's Daf Yud Ches, but we are finishing up Yud Zayin and Beis on to Yud Ches. And the Gemara had trying to figure out the question of whether or not a person who's a Nazir, when he takes Naziris while he's in the Beis Kfaros, whether or not he shaves after that point. That was a shot that the Gemara and Yud Zayin and Beis had. And so the Gemara attempted to bring a Raya that a Nazir who's Bekever will have to shave. So let's read through quickly that Tashma and Yud Zayin and Beis, or run through very, very fast. Around the 15 lines up or so, Tashma. Ein lo ela mi yimei tumaso shein olum lo. We only love minamina. We only know the guy when he's tameh that doesn't count towards his nazirus. But yimei chaluto minayin, when if he, let's say he's a mitzora while being a nazir, how do I know that those days while he's mitzora don't count also towards his days of nazirus? V'dinu, the Gemara says it's binanav. There's a connection here. Ma yimei tumaso megalecha mevi carbon. Just like after his days of tuma of nazirus, he shaves at the end and brings the carbon at the end. Af yimei chaluto, so too when a person's a mitzora, megalecha mevi carbon at the end. So we see there's this connection. So once there's a connection with regards to carbon and megalech, so too they should be connected and not counting towards the minyan. And the Gemara says, but ma yimei tumaso, that's the conclusion of the statement. Uma yimei tumaso ein olun lo minaminan, so af yimei chaluto ein olun lo minaminan. That's the first initial raya that you don't count days of mitzora, yimei chaluto, towards the days of nazirus. Where it says, lo, you can't make such a connection because there's a difference. Im amris bimei tumaso shekeim evata ben es kodmim. Comes halacha when a person's a nazir and then becomes tamei, he loses his first days of count. He has to start all over again when he becomes tower. Lefikach ein olun lo minaminan. Since those days are bottled behind him, so the days themselves, the days of tuma also, won't count towards nazirus. Are you going to go so far to say, though, by tomar, bimei chaluta she'einim avat es hakodmim, that the days of chaluta, when a person becomes mitzora while being a nazir, it does not ruin the first days of count. So therefore, lefikach, one may say, one would have thought, perhaps, olun lo minaminan, so the days of yimei chaluta should count towards his Yimei Naziris. That's the Gemara's holding right now. Gemara says, Amris, you had said, Uman Nazir Bekever, Shisaro, Roy Liskalachas, Ein Olul Minaminim. Let's make a different connection. If a Nazir Bekever, where his hair is fit for shaving, you shave the hair afterwards, and it doesn't count towards the minyan. So Yimei Chaluto also, Shein Roy Litagalachas, Lo Kol Shein. So Yimei Chaluto, where it's not fit for shaving hair at all, it's not fit to shave the hair, we'll see what that means in a moment, it's a Lo Kol Shein, Shein Olin Lo Minyan. So this last part is what we need to know to figure out the rest of the Gemara. So what's this statement saying? Let's look at the Tosos here again. So if you look at Tosos, Dimar Aschil Nazir. Nazir bekever shesara roy liskalachas. A nazir who becomes tameh, so his hair is roy for cutting. Vidami linazir ain olam minim. Yimei chaluto she'ain sara roy liskalachas. Lekach lo dami linazir lo koshkein she'ain olam minim. Where the hair is not roy liskalachas, meaning because at the end of yimei chaluto, you shave your hair. You have to shave your hair at the end of the day, and that shaving is not for the purpose of nazir. So it's for the purpose of mitzora. As opposed to if a Nazir becomes Tame and shaves his hair at the end, that shaving is for the purpose of Nazirus. So you can, so if it's a shaving for Nazirus, those days don't count for his Nazirus itself. Then a shaving for Mitzora, those days certainly shouldn't count towards Nazirus either.
The question we're asking about is originally about the Nazir Beis HaKfaros. We were talking about a case where we're asking about is Yom Shvi, which shaving are we talking about in the question by Rav Ashi?
Right, so the question was, all the way on top, I'm looking for that Shiloh there, that if a Nazir, and he's the base Kfaros, when he takes the Nazirus, he's standing, he never had a moment of Tara. He is standing in the cemetery, says, I want to be a Nazir. And then he leaves that Nazirus, so then the halacha, the question is, does he shave when he becomes Tahor from that base Kfaros? If a guy's a Nazir and then enters Tumah, he certainly shaves after becoming Tahor. But this guy would never was Tahor when he was a Nazir. That's the Shiloh. So we think this case here, we're trying to compare the case.
So does he shave after the Nazirus? That's the question?
The question is, does he shave after he becomes Tahor, before he begins the Nazirus stays? I'm a Nazir now. I'm in the base Kfaros, I'm a Nazir. I accept Nazirus. I leave. I need to count 7 days before I'm Tahor. At the end of the day, do I need to shave after the 7 days of Tumah? Is that considered a violation of being a Nazir and Tameh? Because there's never a moment of Tahar there. That's the Shaila. So now, in this last equation, the Gemara is trying to figure out, so my laugh, Taglachas Tumah, or we're not referring to Taglachas Tumah, where the guy was standing in Beis Kfaros, and he took upon himself Nazirus, and then he had to leave, he shaved at the end there. So when he shaved after at the end there, those 7 days while being in the cemetery or being Tamei don't count towards the minyan, so to the shaving of the Mitzvah shouldn't count towards the minyan. So that's the initial Gemara. So we see from this that you do shave when you take upon Nazirus while in the Beis Kvaros. And the Gemara says, no, not true. Taglachas Tara, referring to the Taglachas Tara, that when it becomes, so what's that referring to? Let's look at the Tosfos in the bottom here. My la taglachas tutuma, lo taglachas tara. The way you read the Brice is as follows. Ma nazir bekever shesara roi li taglachas. A nazir who goes into the cemetery, his hair is roi for shaving. Disseyar shalav omei liskaleach l'chi yashlim naziros tara. Meaning, the hair, I'm in the base cross. I take upon myself naziros, I grow my hair long. I step outside, I wait 7 days to become tar. I don't shave my hair. But the hair that grew while I was Tamei is going to be added to the 30 days when I shave at the end. I have 37 days of shaving to do. So it counts towards that overall Naziris now at 37 days. It's Roy for the Naziris Tara, the shaving of the Tara. So then, but we still don't count, even though my hair that's growing now while Tamei, it counts towards Naziris, the days don't count. So then certainly the Mitzora, whose hair he definitely shaved after he becomes Tar from Mitzora, those certainly don't add to the hair growing of Naziris. So the days shouldn't count either towards the Naziris. So it has to be Taglachas Tara, the end of 37 days. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavra, that's logical to say, to explain that we're referring to Taglachas Tara, because Di'i Sakadaitach Taglachas Tuma. If we say that you shave after the 7 days of Tamei from Beis Kvaros, so you may Chaluta Milo bay taglachas. What's that shiloh? So if you look at the top tosos here, you may chaluta milo bay taglachas. Besof you may chaluta, the end of the chaluta, the end of the days of taras, kedichsiv v'chibes ha-metaris begadov v'galachas kol asaro. The guy shaves his hair at the end of the day. So, aval taglachas the tara lesbe b'bitzora, the gam taglachas shniyah shemegalech achi yimei sifro mitoch tuma hu megalecha shigam bimei sifro mitame adam b'maga. So what's that saying here? That's where we got stuck yesterday. Shibbat article. I was reading through it. So again, if you think that taglachas tumah referring to yimei chaluta milo bay taglachas, do the days of chaluta not require a taglachas tumah as well?
So the Gemara said that yimei chaluta are not right, at least the taglachas. Right? The Gemara brought the comparison.
Right.
Not right taglachas. But we know yimei chaluta are right with taglachas. Right? That hanacha is flawed because when a person comes out of their...
He shaves also?
He shaves.
So then comparison should be...
What was the comparison from Nazir that somebody in Beis HaKfaros to Chaluto to say one's roi the taglachas, one's not? It has to be talking about not the taglachas of coming out of the Tumah, because that's no gay by both. It has to be the some subsequent taglachas that doesn't exist. But
very good. Okay.
Taglachas at Tahara, that there is no by... There isn't any taglachas Tahara
by... By Chaluto.
Right.
So it can be referring to Yimei Tumaso because that does exist. You have Taglachas Tumah by Mitzora. So it must therefore be referring to Taglachas Tara, which only exists by Nazir but does not exist by Chaluto.
And therefore
that's how that the we had that Kavah Chomer before. We said if Taglachas of Naziros doesn't count towards Naziros, so certainly Yimei Chaluto, which does not have Taglachas Tara, certainly those days shouldn't count. And because had it been referring to Taglachas Tumah, well, they both actually are equal. They both have Taglachas. It wouldn't be a Kavah Chomer. It would be an equation, but it wouldn't be a Kavah Chomer like the Brisa had suggested. And the Gemara rejects this Raya and says, lo, Taglachas Dinaziris Kadani, it's generally, it's not talking about Taglachas of Tumah or Taglachas of Tara, it's referring to Taglachas of Naziros. And Taglachas of Naziros does not exist by Yimei Chaluto. It exists by Naziros, whether it be Tumah or whether it be a Tara shaving, but the general shaving of Naziris, whatever it is, exists by Naziris and does not exist by Mitzora, and therefore that Kavah Chomer makes sense. Okay. Let's go weiter. Toshma, the Gemara says now, V'tamei Rosh Nizro, so the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, when a person is a Nazir and suddenly he encounters a Tumah Smeis, so V'tamei Rosh Nizro, and he has to shave his hair, the Gemara, the Pasuk says. So V'tahor, Shinit Mahakasa Medaber, referring to a person who's Tara and then encounters, the Pasuk says, Ki.
This is not a Nazir.
This is a Nazir, yeah.
Oh, it's a Nazir.
It's in Parshas Naso. I'll read the Pasuk. It says, V'chi Yamus Mace Allah Befesa. Suddenly, a person encounters a mace. Pitom. V'timei Rosh Nizro. He's a Nazir, becomes Tameh. V'gilach rosho b'yom tara, so the day, b'yom shiva, yigal chedu, the day seven, he becomes tara and shaves his head day seven. So that pasuk is referring to a tahor who then is nitma. Hakasa medava. Shehu ton havar seyar, he requires shaving his hair. V'avas siporin, and bringing the birds, of becoming tahor. Ulif toras a Nazir b'kever, and he exempts a Nazir in the kever. So that's a chiyuv. But liftor a Nazir b'kever, she'ain ton havar seyar, v'avas siporin. But it exempts a person, a Nazir b'kever, a Nazir who was in the base crowds and took upon himself in the zeros. Only a Tahor Nazir who became Tame, but a person Tame who became a Nazir would not have to be. He's liftoris a Nazir b'kever, she'ain ton havar seyar v'havas siporin. He's exempt from all these things, so that answers our question. There is no shaving of the hair.
But where is the limit to know that?
The pasuk says, it sounds like he's already... The Tame Rosh Nizro. Sounds like he already was a Tahor.
I guess it's Befeta Pito means that he Vetime, right.
Right. If you Tosus explains,
he was Tahor before.
Exactly. You see, Tosus explains this short one. The Tahor Shenitma Hakasa Medaber Kolmer Shehitzchel Limnos Nizros Betara. He started counting it. Va'achar Ekein Nitma Kidechse Va'hayamim Harishom Yiflu. They were earlier days beforehand that existed. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Valo dvarim kal v'chomer." These things are kal v'chomer. Why? Mat tahor, shenit matan havar seyar havas tiporin. Person who was tahor and then became tamei has to do all those things. Mishaya tamei mitchias. Someone who's tamei from the beginning. Eino din shehid tahor havar seyar havas tiporin. He's worse. He's more tamei than he was never tahor. He should have a greater punishment. Let's call it. So tamaloma. The Gemara. I don't really appreciate that kal v'chomer so much, but. But Tamalomer, we'll look at Tosfos in a second. Tamalomer, the Tamei Rosh Nizro, b'mi shehaya tahor v'nitma kasa medaber. Slightly different than the way Tosfos said the drush is. But he was a Nazir that became Tamei. Shehaya ton havar seyav havar sibarn liftor es a Nazir bekever shmamina. So this is the final proof we have that the person who's a Nazir accepts Naziris while in the kever, in the base kvaros, does not shave his head after becoming tahor. Okay, Tosfos doesn't really explain this kal v'chomer so much. Okay. Fine, that requires somewhat of a hesper. The Gemara now says, Man Tana, who is the author of the following brayse? The Tana Rabbanan, Ein Bein Tame, Shenazar, Linazir, Tahor, Shenitma. Right, this is the case. There's only one difference. Ela Shetame, Shenazar, Shvi Shelo, Ola, Laminaminin. Linazir, Tahor, Shenitma, Ein Shvi Shelo, Ola, Laminaminin. So we already saw this brayse, I think, twice.
Yeah.
So, whether this day 7 counts, if the guy was Tamei and then became Nazir, the 7th day does count, but a guy who was Tahor, a Nazir Tahor, and then became Tamei, his 7th day doesn't count because he needs to wait till day 8 to bring his Karbanos. And it's day 8 that he begins his Naziros. So, Amar Rav Chisda, who authored this? Rebbe must have authored this. The Amar Rebbe ain Naziros Tahara Chala Ela Ad Shemini. Because Nazir, after a person, a Nazir, becomes Tameh, his Nazir's Tahor, when he starts to count over, doesn't begin until day 8. The Tema Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda, if you were to say that he, Yossi, excuse me, authored that Braisa, Ha'amar Nazir's Tahor Meshvi Hu Dechayla, he holds, we'll see in a second where we find this, but he holds, in general, that day 7, when he begins his Nazir's Bitara. So who are these people? My Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda, where do we find that one says you start in day 7, one says you start in day 8? The Tanya of the Brisa tells us v'kodesh v'kidesh es rosh b'yom hahu. I think that's the pasuk, right? V'kidesh es rosh b'yom hahu, and his hair becomes sanctified on that day. B'yom havas karbonosav divrei Rabbi Yossi. So this is referring to the pasuk. The context is asa kohen echal lachatas echal ola v'chiper lav ma'ashechata aha nefesh, referring to Nazir became tama. He brings his karbonos, and then v'kidesh es rosh, his hair becomes sanctified again b'yom hahu on that day. Well, what's that day? Pashas is, says the Gemara. Rebbe holds, Bayom Ahu is Bayom Havas Karbanosav, Divi Rebbe, the day you bring the Karbanos, which is day 8. Rebbe Yossi Ber Yehuda Omer, Bayom Taglachaso, on the day you shave. And apparently the day you shave is day 7.
Yeah, this is.
Okay. So that's the Machlokas. So Bahad Etnan, that which the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah appears later on in the Sechta. No, actually, Mishnah increases rather. Nazir Shenitma, Nazir becomes Tame, Tumas Harbe, multiple times. Eino mevi ela carbon achad. You only bring one carbon for all the tumas that he encountered. Man tana, who says this? So Amar Rav Chisda, this must be Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda. Why? Damar naziros tara mishvi chayla. that Tahor becomes, you become Tahor on day 7. You start counting on day 7. U'mishkachas lo kigon shenitma b'shvi v'chazim nitma b'shvi. You become Tamei on the day 7 of each of the multiple ones. Why? Let's see. B'kevan d'lo yotzes shaharui lavi karbon eino chayv ela karbon echad. The halacha is on day 7, you're ready to begin your second. B'kai becomes Tamei. He's waiting 7 days. Day 7, he begins in Nazir's Patara. He becomes Tamei, but he never brings, doesn't bring a carbon yet. On that same day, where he becomes Tahor, he becomes Tamei yet a second time. So then he waits another 7 days. Day 7, he becomes Tahor. On that same day, he becomes Tamei yet a third time. And this keeps happening on day 7. And there's never a moment, because day 8 never arrives. So he's never right for a carbon. So these multiple Tumas is all one carbon is going to cover all of them. Again, Kevin de lo yotza shah harula havi carbon, since day 8 never hits. So there's never a moment in time where it's fit to bring a carbon, eino chayv ela carbon achad. After he's finally, he ends up becoming tame, that final day 8 will cover all of the previous tumas. Because di tamer Rebbe, if you were to hold it, Rebbe held of the Mishnah Krisis, where one carbon will cover all the number of carbonos, the tumas he encountered, eid de nitma b'shvi, v'chazim nitma b'shvi, kul tumar richti. If, according to him, you can't view this as multiple tumas, it's all one long one. If day 7 becomes tamei again, then day 7 tamei again, it's all considered one long one. It doesn't begin Nazir's Tara until day 8. So it's all the same continuous line of tuma arichta. Vi nitma b'shvi, b'shmini. If, let's say, you want to wait till day 8, according to Rabbi, the chazim nitma, and day 8 becomes tamei, b'shmini, hari yatsa shah sheruli havi carbon. There is a moment of time where he's right to bring a carbon. So day 8 hits, he's chayav a carbon. He becomes tamei in that day, and has to wait another 8 days, and then he becomes tamei again, and has to bring another carbon. Then he has multiple responsibilities of bringing multiple carbonos.
But who said that, maybe when it says Nazir Shenitma Tumot Harve, it means that, yeah, okay, so it was one long tuma, but he had a lot of tumas.
Right.
They say that, Shomer saying that it's not mash, but the lashon of Tumas Harve. Tumas Harve sounds like individual tumas. Tuma Richta, you know, you're just continuing to extend the tuma. That's not Tumas Harbe.
Meaning that he had to have a possibility of being tougher to call it tuma harbe.
Yeah, I guess so, because you're right. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, he didn't bring the korban, so he's still tame.
He's still tame. Meaning he's theoretically tougher, but
what's the status before the korban? See, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda,
during that day. Oh, that 7. One day. What's his status?
Because it's not calling it Tumah Richta according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda, even though he's technically still Tumah.
No, he's a Nazir's Batara. What the question was, a carbon do? He's now day 7. He starts his Nazir's Batara. He's waiting for that carbon. So what's that carbon? It seemed like just his Kapara. But it doesn't change anything practically. Mm-hmm.
But he had to have the Mechatas. After the Mechatas, he becomes Tahor.
Well, he's already Tahor. What will change? It gives him kapara. That's all. It gives him kapara. It might also permit him to eat kachim. He might have to wait for it to eat in kachim.
Right.
But in terms of his practice as a nazir, he's a full-fledged nazir by day 7 already.
Yeah, it says in the Tosus that he's a vishan, vishana v'tovo. He had to already go through the tahara
right.
process
Otherwise,
on the 7.
Okay,
he's
sense.
Tahor, except lacking the korban.
Right.
Mechusar
kapara.
Mechusar kapara, exactly.
Kapar. Right.
Yeah, one of the four.
Right.
Okay. So Gemara says, so my time, so that's the machlokas again, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, again, if it's day 7 or day 8, that you begin the Zir Spitara. And then Afkamina would be, if a guy became Tamei on day 7, would we view that as Tuma Arichta, or would that be viewed as multiple Tumas? Now, there wouldn't be real an Afkamina, because you bring one carbon in the end, either way.
You still have to wait another 7 days, right?
You still have to wait another, when you become Tamei again. Another 7 days, mm-hmm. But there's no real nafkamina in that regard because it's conceptual whether it's multiple tumas or one, but everyone agrees there's only one carbon at the end. Mm-hmm. Nafkamina lets it become tamei in day 8, so then I think both people would also agree, both Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi would agree you still have to bring multiple carbonos as well. Because it's a shaharuya. It's just conceptually, I think, whether you view this as one tumor or multiple tumas, that's all.
Right.
I don't know if there's actual nafkamina.
On the 8th day, they would both agree that he has to bring one carbon per tuma.
Exactly. And day 7, they also both agree.
On the 7th
day, one, you bring one carbon.
But according to one, is Yom Arichta, and the other one
exactly. It's just a conceptual difference,
yeah,
but there's no nafkamina. Okay.
Right, the nafkamina might be that he might be able to do certain things on the seventh day after he was tahor. Before he became Tame again.
That's true. I mean, before he became Tame in day seven, yeah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you could do nothing. You're still Tame.
Right.
Rabbi allows you.
You're not allowed to have maybe Kachim, but he's allowed to.
Right. I mean, you count your Nazir. So your Nazir Spatara, as we saw, starts on day seven.
Right.
Oh, that's coming down hard, that water in there. You need to fix that.
It's crazy. I can't believe it's so long and nobody is not taking care of.
Yeah, they just keep putting the buckets. Okay. Not my department. Okay. Okay, the Gemara says in the bottom of Yechesam and Aleph now, my time of the Rebbe. What was the reason that Rebbe held that, I guess, day 8 is when the Tara begins? I thought that was because of the Drasha, B'yomahu. He understood B'yomahu to mean the day of the Karbanos. Let's see what the Gemara says. My time of the Rebbe. Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah, okay. He cannot start counting till the 8th.
Right, but that I thought was from the drasha. But Yomahu means the day of Karbanos. So let's see what the Gemara says here. Amar Kral, the pasuk says, "V'chiper alav me'asher chata." Al hanefesh, he brings a karban and gets kapara for that which he did wrong. By meaning, he became tameh. He brings kapara for the tumah. V'hadar, then the pasuk says, "V'kadesh v'kidash es rosha." Then he's mekadesh his rosh. So first you bring the karban, and then you become a nazir. So this is more precise. He's using this drasha how to interpret Bayomahu. That's what it sounds like.
It's Rosh Bayomahu, right?
Right. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, "Imkain." If that's the case, Lemakra the pasuk should have just said Vikidash es Rosho Bayomahu Bayomahu Lamali. Just say Kidash es Rosho. What's the need for Bayomahu? That's extra. Bayomahu Lamali. So Imainu in Lishmini, Kineinu in Lishvi. I mean, Rebbe agrees, if I read the pasuk straight, that first it says, V'chiper es chataso, V'chiper alav me'asher chatach hanefesh, you bring the carbon. And then, V'kidash es rosho, pashas is, you become nazir betara only after carbonos, only after day. But the last two words, Bayomahu, are superfluous. So Bayomahu is telling me, if it's not necessary for the day 8, because we already know we're talking about day 8, it must be Tanehu Le'inyan Shvi, telling us that the Tara, though, begins already on day 7.
That's right, yes, already.
It's almost like a backward type of Josh, very interesting.
Yeah, I also find it.
But that's the Imeinu Inyans don't really make so much sense. It's a special Josh that we have. If it's not here, we apply it elsewhere, so that's the Josh he makes. So now Rebbe has to respond, the Bayomahu is superfluous. What does he do with the words Bayomahu? So the Gemara says two lines from the top of Yud Ches Mabez, V'Rebbe Nami Haksib Bayomahu. Doesn't the pasuk Bayomahu, how does he address that? So Amalecha, he says, Rebbe, Amalecha Rebbe, Rebbe says back, Hahu Lahachihuta, so that's needed for the following drasher. Lo Malecha Apa Pish Lo Hevi Karbonosav. Let's say for whatever reason he didn't bring Karbonos, there were not animals around, he was lazy. Day 8, even without Karbonos, makes him Tahar. The Nazir's Patara is not Tala and actually bring Karbonos, it apparently is Tala on the requirement to bring karbanos. Let's look at how Tosos says that.
You can already start the Nazirus and Tahara.
Exactly. That's the Chiddush Bayomahu. And that day, even without karbanos works. So it says Tosos on the top here, Afa Pishlo Hivi Karbanos of Depashi the Kura, the simple understanding of the Pasuk Mashba, the Luchala left, Nazirus Adshi Chaper Bola. Bechatas, the Pashas is, you need the karbanos to begin Nazirus Betara. Dechsev Bekra Kodem, it says before, Vikidash Rosho, the Hasha Asi Yisura, the Bayomahu, the actual words Bayomahu, to teach us, like we said, even though the guy never brought karbanos, Nazir's Betara begins on day 8. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe. So Rav Chista, okay, fine. We're good with that machlokas now. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda versus Rebbe. Now Rav Chista, my doch ka lok make Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Why was he so forced into saying that the Bryce was according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Which Bryce are we referring to? That was going back to. The Mishnah Krisa. Mishnah Krisa says a Nazir who becomes Tameh multiple times brings one carbon. So Rav Chista felt the need to say that Rebbe was the author of this Mishnah. That
Rebbe Yehuda, because according to Rebbe, wasn't Tomas Arbe. It was a Richta if it was on the seventh day, or he would have to bring a second carbon if it was on the eighth day.
Okay, right. Rebbe said, because day 7, it's still the same. No, wait a second. He said, Rebbe ain't tired of chal until day 8.
He had to establish like Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, not like Rebbe.
Oh, the other way around.
Because Rebbe would hold it was Tomah Richta on 7, and on 8, he would certainly hold multiple.
Okay. So why do you felt the need to establish it like Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda?
Right.
Rebbe, you could have said that he was Tomei on Leil Shemini, because Leil Shemini already, he's roi for the karbanos.
But he cannot bring karbanos in the morning.
Can't bring Rabbihi.
Right, so he's according to Rabbi, he has a moment of tahara on the 8th where he could start also.
But why wouldn't he have to bring multiple korbanos in that situation? Oh, because he never got to the first korban.
He never got to the day. The sun never rose.
He did have a moment of tahara, but he never got a moment of chiyuv kor. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
So the Gemara, and we're talks about this also. Machlokes beishan beishil. If you remember, in the Mishnah, it's Gemara in Megillah. Also, it's a Mishnah in Krisis about yoledes b'leil shmini. If she becomes tamei in leil shmini, the day where she's shmon, rather, where she's supposed to bring the karbanos by the next morning. So nighttime already she's tahor, but she's not roi for karbanos. So that's the same achlokas beishan beisila. So let's see. Midilo mokim lek Rebbe. The fact that he doesn't establish the mission like Rebbe, lei makasaver laila las lab mechusizmanu, must be that night is not mechusizman. I thought it would be. It is mechusizman. Let's see who we have here.
Right, he would be considered that he still has at moment chiyuv of korban, even though he's not allowed to bring it yet. So he would have to bring many korbanos anyways.
He would have to bring many korbanos.
Yeah, because even at night he has a chiyuv of korban. It just happens to be he can't bring it, but he has the chiyuv already existing.
I thought he was trying to say that he's not tar at nighttime either. No, he says he's definitely tar.
Right,
he's even roy to bring at night.
Exactly,
and he have to bring multiple korbanos. Practically he can't. But it's still the chiv is strong enough to have multiple karbanos. Very good.
He wouldn't bring it that day, right? I mean, he would have to hold off on this first karban also.
Yeah, because if you're Tamei can't bring a karban.
So you do two at the end of the end.
Exactly. Right. So Amar Ada Bar Ava Haba Hatalia. These two halachas are dependent on each other. Which two halachas? Let's see. I Amis Laila Mechusizman. If you assume nighttime is considered missing time, meaning he's not roy to bring a karban because it's nighttime, it's Mechusizman, it lacks the proper time. Amas michsei lekarbon. When is he fit to bring the carbon? The tzafra, in the morning. Nazirus nami lochal ad tzafra. So the nazirus also won't be chal until the morning. V'amis laila einam mechuzes man. If nighttime is not considered missing time, it's considered the right day, and he is chayv a carbon now. So the nazirus tara chal miyal merata. So too nazirus will also be chal the nighttime. So however you pass him in regards to carbonos is really the factor that dictates to us when nazirus begins. That's what he's concluding here. If again you're roy to bring at nighttime, so according to Rebbe, you're already starting the nazirus at nighttime. And if you're not roy to bring at nighttime, you don't start until the morning, so nazirus doesn't begin until the morning end either.
So if you say it's not mechusar zman, that means the nazirus is chal at night. So why can't you establish it like Rebbe in that scenario?
Tosus speaks this out. Look at Tosus Dibra Maschel Hachi Garcinan. I amris laila mechusar zman emas maisi karbon at tafra. So nazirus nami lo chal at tafra. So you can't bring it until the morning. So to Nazirus doesn't begin in the morning. The chaper v'kadesh k'siv b'shah sherula havi carbon chal Nazirus tara. When you could bring a carbon, that's when the Nazirus begins. Ki nitma b'layla, and therefore when you become tamei nighttime lo havi tumas harbe. That's not considered multiple tumas.
This is a different way to explain.
Exactly.
It's not the right.
Initially we said you must assume layla lazman mechuzah.
Right.
La mechusizman. Now he's saying no. Regardless of how you paskin mechusizman or la mechusizman, either way it will come out for Rebbe. He won't fit into our Mishnah.
One is tali on the other.
Exactly. Because if you assume, again, Lila is Mechushizman, so then his Nazirus doesn't begin until the morning. So if he becomes Tamei at nighttime, it's considered a Tumura Richta. That's why Rebbe couldn't author the Mishnah. V'i Kasavar Tosu continues, Lila lav Mechushizman, lehe chashiv kishar shiru lehi kari b'layla, Nazirus na michal mechamasa, machmasa, umechayv carbon tuma akol achas v'achas. And if you assume that's not considered lacking time, that Laila is considered a shah shiru lehavi carbon, so then Nazirus begins at nighttime also. And if he were then to be chayv, be metam again, he'd actually be chayv two carbonos. There can never be a case, there are three models we could look at. Tuma richta, tumas harbe with one carbon, or tumas harbe with multiple carbonos. There's never a case, according to Rebbe, where there could be tumas harbe with one carbon. Either it's one long tumah, which is the case. Let's say you assume that it's Zalila, it's Mechusrasman. So then you're still lacking time. If you become Tamei at night of the 8th, you're still within the first Nazirus. Since it's Mechusrasman, you don't bring carbon until the morning.
Right.
And if you don't bring carbon until the morning, the Nazirus doesn't begin until the morning either. So when you become Tamei at nighttime, the 8th night, you're still within the same Nazirus. It's Tumah Arichta. And let's say you assume that it's not Mechuser Zman, meaning nighttime is Roy the Karbon. That means nighttime will also be the beginning of the next Nazirus. So if you become Tameh at nighttime, you have to bring a second Karbon for the second Nazirus. So it's going to be multiple Tumas, but also multiple Karbonals. There will never be a case for Rebbe where there are multiple Tumas and one Karbon.
I didn't realize that it was telling on the Nazirus whether or not it qualifies now as a second Tumah or not. Why is that telling on the Nazirus?
Because the violation is you're violating a new Nazirus. The Tumah is, as a Nazir, you can't become Tameh. Mm.
The violation is violating a new Nazirus.
No, meaning it's, right, it's automatically, if he's still on the first Nazirus, it's on Tumah Richta. If it's on the second one, mm-hmm. it's just when the Nazirus starts, mm-hmm. because that's the difference between an Arichta and a new one. Mm-hmm. The moment that he becomes a Nazir.
Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down Yud Ches Amud Beis, Gufa. Nitma b'shvi v'chaza v'nitma b'shvi in a way v'ela karbon echad. This is according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. You become Tameh in day 7, so day 7 you begin the new Nazirus. You become Tameh, so it's viewed as multiple Tumas, but since there's never a moment where you're worried to bring a carbon, because that happens on day 8, it's all one carbon that will cover all the Tumas. But let's say you become Tameh in Bishmini on the 8th day, v'chaza v'nitma b'shmini, then maybe carbon al kol echad v'echad, since day 8 you're worried for carbon. So then you have to bring a carbon for each separate set of Nazirus. So, maschil amonim biyad, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Some of yourselves there. Sounds like that holds. Okay. I should be Divrei Rebbe, actually. They erase it. The Gra erases Eliezer, should be Divrei Rebbe. According to Chachamim Omrim, carbon echad al kol. You bring one carbon for all of them. Sound like even if you became Tame on day 8, where you were right for carbon, you bring one which covers all them. Ad shi yavi chataso, until you bring the chatas. But let's say you're hevi chataso, and then nitma, v'hevi chataso, v'nitma, mevi carbon al kol echad v'echad. But let's say you bring your chatas. You have to bring a chatas and ol and ashen. But let's say you only bring the chatas. So then already you really are tahor. And then you become Tame again, and then you bring chatas, and then Tame again, and that's the point where you would have to bring multiple karbanos for Tumos.
They're not arguing about when you start counting. They're arguing about
how you separate the Tumos. Now, if you look at Tosos, Dibur Maschil v'Chacham Omrim, the last medium-wide line down Tosos, Chacham Omrim, Karban Echad al kol ad shi'avi chataso, Rabban and Sfirlu, they hold, D'lo chal nezirus tara ala ad shi'avi chataso. You need to bring, it's not telling on day 7, it's not telling on day 8, it's telling on actually bringing the chatas. Hevi chataso, velo hevi ashama. You bring the chatas, but you don't bring the asham. Then already, mona nazirus tara, and you should already begin counting nazirus once you bring the chatas. If you become tameh at that point, then you have to, a new violation of a new tumah, a new carbon has to be brought for that tumah. But if you become tameh before the chatas is brought, even though it might be day 8, it's all considered the same tumah.
That's a concept. Rabbi Eliezer would agree with that, but he.
No, Rabbi Eliezer says day 8, even without karbanos.
Even if he didn't bring a korban yet.
Exactly.
So he doesn't hold Talui Debezer.
Well, Talui Debezer is a different point of that was. I think he might actually.
If it's Talui Debezer, then. It's
day 8, you count Deroy for karban, and you start counting by the morning.
Right, so then he has to bring one for each one.
Yeah, for 8 days. Yeah, exactly. For if you were talking on day 8, then you would bring one for each one, exactly. Chum say it's a difference. The new opinion we're seeing for the first time that if you only want to bring the chatas, that's when you begin your nazir spatara. So we have day 7, we have day 8, we have the chatas. Our three different opinions.
Independently, that if it's man or not for chatas, he has to actually bring it. I think that's
exactly
the difference.
Exactly.
Between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is not the time of the allowed to bring the chatas when you actually do bring it.
Exactly. And the Gemara continues, finishing the position of Chachamim. Excuse me. Hevi chatas. He brings his chatas. Velo hevi ashama, but doesn't bring the asham. He already could start being mona his new nazir spatara. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broch Omer, Kishem shechataso ikvaso kach kein ashama ma'akvaso. So he argues, he adds it further, not only do you have to bring the carbon chatas to start Nazir's Patara, but you also have to bring the carbon asham to begin the Nazir's Patara. So now we have four total shitas of when Nazir's Patara begins. So Gemara says, okay, let's go through all these shitas now. Bishnah, this makes sense according to Rebbe Eliezer. I'll take out the word Eliezer. According to Rebbe, Amar Krav Kadash V'Kidash Es Rosho B'Yomahu Afa Pishlo Hevi Karbanos. So that was a drush we saw earlier. The extra word B'Yomahu Rebbe taught us meant on that day, regardless of bringing Karbanos, you already begin the Nazir's Patara. Rabbanon say, Hahu, that word means, Afa Pishlo Hevi Ashamo. No, B'Yomahu, if you bring the Chatas, even though you didn't bring the Asham. That's how they learn the Joshua. But Ella, the Rebbe Yishmael, who holds you have to bring the Chatas and the Asham, Hahu, Lamali, what does he do with the word B'Yomahu? So Amalacha, he says back, Hahu, Afa Pishlo Hevi Olaso. There's a third carbon, remember the Ola. You bring the Chatas, you bring the Asham, even though you didn't bring the Ola, you already begin your Nazir's Patara. So what's the response back? So Rabban say, Ola lo baib miuta, darn ba'amo, you don't need a drasha to exclude Ola. It was so obvious that the Ola wouldn't prevent the Nazir's Patara from starting. Everyone knew that Ola wouldn't be ma'akiv at all. How? We know this because the Ola is a darn ba'alma, the Gemara in Zachem also says, their presence is a nice added gift we give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not essential to the Tara process. And therefore, it's so posh, it's so obvious to the Gemara, they didn't need to exclude it. What the response of the Rabbi Shmuel is, he seemingly also holds that it's a Doron, but he maybe thinks there's an added, it's more than just a Doron. It's a little bit more than just that. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Looks like the Gemara is going to continue with this.
So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not so clear that Ola would be Potter.
No, well, it's not.